now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Let's hope we can do as well on the quiz. Morning, John.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, that must have taken some working out this morning.
No, it's happened before.
Right, yes. Well, it happens to me all the time. Right, brilliant. So I know last time you were on the quiz, it was a bit of an embarrassing defeat for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I can't deny it.
No, they didn't go your way. You got 3 out of 8. Ian Jones doubled the score, getting 6 out of 10.
Well, Ian Jones would, wouldn't he?
Well, he would, wouldn't he? Yes. So hopefully you're going to do somewhat better today.
Well, I'm going to try.
Absolutely. Right, okay. Right, so as usual, once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Yep.
Good luck, and here they come. Which member of the Beatles had the best-selling single of 1971?
John Lennon.
Who Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes was a hit for... Who wrote Woodstock, even though she didn't attend the music festival?
Elton John.
Which crooner's album, And I Love You So, was the best-selling album in 73?
Barry Gyman.
Who had a number one hit with Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep?
Little of the Road.
Who recorded an album and a single called Breakfast in America?
Supertramp.
By what name were the duo Lenny and Di better known?
Oh, John.
Which 70s song contained the line, Don't look, Ethel?
Ray Stevens, Street.
Who had a hit in 1969 with Frozen Orange Juice? You can answer that one.
Peter Starr.
Hey, you got there in the end. Yeah. Bit of hesitation, but you pulled that one off.
It was
which...
nearly Elton John.
It was nearly another Elton John, but well done, because of course everybody knows Where Do You Go to My Lovely, but not many people realise his second hit was Frozen Orange Juice. Good song too. Right, I think you've done a little bit better this week. Let's see. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions in your allotted time. One more than last time you were on. No passes, although we did hear Elton John's name mentioned a few times. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions right. So ooh, that could possibly be a winning score.
And it possibly might not be.
And possibly might not be. We shall see. Well, thanks for taking part.
All right,
and keep up on coming up with those bizarre answers to the Sunday survey. Cheers,
okay,
John. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Now, do you reckon you could beat that score? 6 out of 9 with no passes. You think you can? Get in touch now on Facebook. You could be on the radio, 12:30.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, time for round one of, round two, I should say, of radio's shortest quiz. 60-second challenge. If you were listening an hour ago, you will have heard John Ellis get a score of 6 out of 9, with no passes at all, somewhat better than his previous attempt, where he only got 3. And joining us for round two, somebody who we are very lucky to talk to this afternoon, because she managed to drop her mobile phone down the toilet earlier on, but she's recovered it, and it appears to be working. Good afternoon to Trudy Powell. Hi, Trudy.
Hi.
Oh, you said it's working, but it's breaking up a bit now, so perhaps we spoke too soon. Well, it's still a bit crackly. If you can just move about a bit, and we'll see if that helps at all.
How's that help?
That's fantastic. Right. And you can hear me loud and clear as well, hopefully.
I can. Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, were you listening an hour ago, or were you busy dropping your phone down the toilet?
I was busy dropping my phone down the loop. No, I was actually at Chirk.
Right.
For the first of the car boot sales at Chirk.
Ah, right. So you're the one that's been causing all these traffic jams this afternoon, then?
That's me. Yeah, I was the one sat in it.
Brilliant. Did you buy anything interesting there?
Not really, no.
No, you're just going round for a bit of a mooch.
Yeah, just have a mooch about, see what's there, you know, you never know.
Well, that's right, you could pick up something valuable at a very cheap rate. There's always that chance, isn't there?
Oh, definitely.
Right.
If you don't ask, you don't get.
Absolutely, absolutely. What's the best thing you've ever bought in the past at a car boot sale, if you can remember?
I was just buying rubbish.
Just rubbish, which you end up chucking away or taking back to another car boot sale, perhaps. Right, OK, let's get back to the matter in hand, the 60-second challenge. You've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. OK?
Okie-dokie.
Good luck. Let's hope the phone holds out, and here they come. Complete the title of this Procol Harum hit, A Whiter Shade...
Pale.
Which Beatles song was the longest running number one of the 60s?
Help.
The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde was a number one in 1968 for which singer?
Elvis Presley.
Which group was Paul McCartney's brother Mike a member of?
Oh, the Scaffold.
In which TV talent show did Mary Hopkin first find fame?
Oh, Opportunity Knocks.
What was the title of the Archies' only number one hit in Britain?
Sugar Sugar.
Which song features Desmond and Molly Jones in the lyrics?
Oh, bloody da.
Which 60s group was Steve Winwood a member of before he joined Traffic?
Small Faces.
Who had a double A-side with Bachelor Boy and The Next Time?
Cliff Richards.
And finally, Seven Seas of Rye was which group's first hit single? Seven Seas of Rye.
Geordie Lott.
No.
No,
you're going to have to pass on that one?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think you've done pretty well, actually. Let's just count them up. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions in your allotted time, which was one more than John did. And you passed on just one question, that last one. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions right. So it would have been a dead heat, but unfortunately... Because you passed on one, John Ellis gets the prize today, unfortunately. Oh. Well, say gets the prize. There aren't any prizes, but he got it right.
No.
Well done. Right,
that's
okay,
it.
You did pretty well there, because some of
Giant
them went...
Giant Grapes was the last answer, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't, actually. Seven Seas of Rye, and there'll be lots of people
Queen.
Shouting this. Yes, it was Queen.
Queen.
Well done.
Yeah.
You got there in the end. Right, let's go through the other ones you slipped up on. The Beatles song that was the longest running number one in terms of the length of the song rather than the number of weeks it spent in the charts. It was Hey Jude, which won't surprise you because it goes on forever, that, doesn't it? The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde was a number one in 68 for the singer Georgie Fame, probably before your time, that. And also, who had a double A-side with Bachelor Boy... Oh, no, you got that one right. That was Cliff Richard. It's the one above. Which 60s group was Steve Winwood a member of before he joined Traffic? He was a member of the Spencer Davis Group.
Oh, right.
So there you go. But a pretty good score. the runner-up this week, but only narrowly beaten by John Ellis. So look after yourself.
Well done, John.
And look after that phone. We want to talk to you again in about a month's time. So keep it well away from all toilets.
I will.
Okay, thanks, Trudy. Bye-bye now.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Two very interesting rounds this week. Well done to John Ellis. Don't think he was expecting to win with 6 out of 9 with no passes. Narrowly beating Trudy Powell, who got the same score, but passed on one question. And of course, the 60-second challenge will be back on your radio next Sunday at 11:30 and 12:30. And if you've missed any previous editions of the show, they're available on the podcast page of our website.